This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Monique.
And this is Sydney.
And you're tuned into Monique and Sydney's
Open Relationship.
It's going to be the type of conversations that normally we're afraid to have out loud. Is it okay to be gay? Friends. How many of us have them? Mother and daughters. Is it always all bad? The mind's like a parachute.
It's no good unless it's open. That's what's up.
Hello, my loves. Hello, our wonderful loves. Welcome to another... Welcome to another episode of Monique and Sydney's Open Relationship. Now, I know that for those of you who
you
just...
You gonna speak to me?
Daddy, you know what? I was so excited about it. That's the power of pussy. It made me go right to it. So let me... Hey, my sweet daddy.
Hey, mama.
How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful.
Wonderful, baby. I want to apologize. Because this title has us in an uproar right now, because my sweet daddy was like, well, should we say power of coochie? No, we shouldn't, daddy, because, you know, that's for the Christians. But when you say power of that pussy, the real niggas, okay, and the wiggers, and all the other ones know just what we're talking about. Mm-hmm. So we're talking about it today, y'all. Power of pussy. What you want to say?
Hey, baby. How you doing?
Hey, my daddy. Hey, my baby.
Let's give a special shout out to our guest that's in the studio with us today before we get into the power pussy, because she know about the power pussy.
Yeah. Can you come stand right here real quick just so the camera can see you, baby, so the people can see you? So we have to give this amazing, come stand right between me and your brother, this amazing shout to my sister Michelle, okay? You know what, Paula, we need you to come over here for this one too.
Cut, buddy.
See this shit. So, hey, my babies. So, yesterday, and we're going to get into the show. I know y'all said we're going to talk about the power pussy. We're going to talk about it. But I got to, we got to talk about this right now. So, yesterday, I was, if you don't get your ass back there.
Back over here.
So, yesterday, I was in the salon at the house getting my hair done, right? And Tommy was doing my hair, and Robin told me the day before we were on our walk, I have to go get my oil changed tomorrow. And I told Sid, and he told me leave about 11 o'clock. I said, cool, no problem. So sure enough, 11 o'clock, Robin leaves. She got to go get her oil change. Robin gets back about 1, not thinking nothing of it. She comes down in the salon, and she has a look of fright on her face. But Sydney came down behind her, and he had a look of that look right there, like he was just smiling. So I'm like, so when she came in the salon, she said, I didn't go get my oil changed. And she had a look like, and I didn't want to lie to you. And then I said, okay, well, what's going on? She said, wait, I got to go out and get myself together. So I'm like, what the fuck is going on? And then she came back around the corner in the salon. And when she came around the corner, my sister,
hey,
came around the corner with her. Now, the last time I saw her was some time ago when I performed in Baltimore, where we're from. And when she stood in that salon, y'all, it took me a second to grasp that my sister was standing in front of me. Now, when I say my sister, not my biological sister, we've been best friends since the third grade. And these three people right here are my best friends in the whole world. And they got together and surprised me, right? Mm-hmm. And sometimes when you can think that, you know, and I don't know how to put it into words, but you almost feeling like, you know, people will say, I love you, and you know you got your group. But when they do something to surprise you, it blew me off of my feet. Like I told Robin, I said, that was one of the greatest moments of my life. That was one of the greatest moments of my life to see my three friends And me and Michelle, third grade, me and Sydney, 10th grade, me and Robin for as long as we could remember people, you know, when we were babies. But yesterday, y'all, when I tell you, even though I know what real friendship is and true friendship, yesterday, if it was my last day on earth, to see these three people just standing there, like, we got you. So I just want to say thank y'all.
Absolutely.
And it was wonderful.
So I wanted to share that with y'all. And this one right here, this is the one that I always tell you, baby, when I get the run of my mouth talking shit to people, she'll fight a bitch for me.
Look,
so just real quick, right? Yesterday when the boys came down, because the last time they saw her, they were a lot smaller. So when the boys came downstairs, and I was like, David and Jonathan, that's Aunt Michelle. And they looking, and I said, that's Aunt Michelle, the one that when mommy was getting smart, he said, oh, that's Aunt Michelle. She the boss at fighting. She said, that's right. So to the world that is listening, it is nothing like real and true friendships. And I am one of those people that have been blessed. They say if you're blessed with just one, I've been blessed with several. And I just wanted to say thank you.
That's what it is, baby.
I love you.
Now, what a juxtaposition from real friends to the power of pussy.
Well, we're going to tell y'all. Cause you want to
tell. You started off.
Well, come on.
You started off.
Okay. So we got to talk about the power of pussy.
Yes.
And, Daddy, why are we talking about the power of pussy?
What got us started on the power of pussy was the situation that transpired with Brother Kevin Hart and his need to apologize to the world and the positions that people took or are taking as it pertains to a man who is a human being having sexual intercourse. He didn't rob, he didn't steal, he didn't do anything.
He didn't rape.
Other than having sex outside of his marriage, which is a no-no apparently to he and his wife, which makes me then say this really has nothing to do with me in terms of judging him because that's between that man and his wife. And we came up with the power of pussy because people don't understand. And the problem is this is really what it is.
Come on.
People don't understand the magnitude of pussy. Now, there are a lot of individuals that say, oh my God, you're so explicit. You were saying the word pussy. Grow up.
Please.
Because we live in a world where nuclear bomb is more profane than pussy. Okay? But we accept it. The stuff you see with people getting beat down, shot up, is more explicit and more profane. But we sit there, watch it, eat it up. So to say pussy, grow up. And if you don't like the word pussy, that's because you don't understand the power of it. Okay? You don't understand the power.
Say it like you mean it.
Because, see, what I'm tired of are men and women not bold enough to acknowledge the fact that what Kevin did, though it may have broke the rules of his relationship, which none of us are in his relationship, what he did not do was defy the laws of nature.
Come on.
Because when you hear stories about beings from outer space that allegedly spoke directly to God and God gave them a direct order, do not go down there and do anything to those earth women in the form of getting that
pussy.
Because if you do, it's going to be a problem. Now, they flew from space, okay, through Cygnus, the constellation, which means that these cats have come light years away. You know, Sirius B, which is beyond Sirius A. These are light years away for some motherfucking pussy.
Pussy.
Okay? For some coochie.
Pussy.
Okay? I'm not bad.
Pussy.
And y'all mad at Kevin Hart because he went to Vegas and got him some
pussy.
Leave that man alone.
Alone.
I'm tired of seeing Tiger Woods and cats that get caught out there crying about,
I've let down my fans. I've let down. No, you did not.
Mm-mm.
You did not.
Mm-mm.
Because when they say that, Brother Kevin, the video is allegedly 4 minutes long. Okay.
Come on.
Now, if it was more than just pussy and more just getting a feeling, that shit would have been 14 minutes, 50 minutes,
mm-mm.
hour, 2 hours,
mm-mm.
3 hours long,
mm-mm.
licking and all that. But how long was it?
4 minutes.
Which means that what kind of situation was that?
Fuck pussy.
Fuck pussy.
Not forever pussy.
And there is a difference.
Come on.
Break down the difference between fuck pussy and forever pussy.
Let me break it down, Daddy.
Get it.
Right here, this is my husband. If he rub me back, Daddy, see, I'm what's called forever pussy.
Forever pussy.
Okay? Now, the woman that Kevin Hart was with, that's called fuck pussy because you knew that there was a Mrs. Hart. So let's be clear, sweet sisters, right now, and have some real honest conversation. There's fuck pussy and there's forever pussy. And what happens is fuck pussy start getting confused because now she wants to be forever pussy. Well, you knew when you start fucking that man, you knew that man had a wife. You knew there was a Mrs. Hart involved. So what you should have done was took the dick, the good time, and went the fuck on. Now, I'm passionate about it because what happens is we always want to hold quote-unquote celebrities to this higher standard, and oh my God, how could you do that? And Kevin Hart is my baby. That is my baby. I'm so proud of him. I'm a proud of his accomplishments. I'm a proud of that brother's fight, what he's done. But let's have a real conversation, y'all. See, when you come hit rock star status, because I'm speaking from experience.
And that, experiment.
Talk to it.
Okay.
See, when you a fat girl, you don't think you can have your pick of the litter. You just have what they say, I like you, well, that nigga, I like you too. Well, when rock stardom hit, this fat girl had her pick of the litter. So there were times I had fuck dick and I had forever dick. Well, them two niggas wound up not being forever dick, okay, and they wound up just being fuck dick too. But you got to know the difference. And the guys that were fuck dick, they knew, listen, we know what this is. For the sisters out there, you know what it is. So what bothers me is when you start seeing people on their radio shows, on the TV, with all of this judgment, how could Kevin do that? Oh my, and then you see Kevin Hart and his beautiful wife out having lunch after all this shit hit. Because I want to tell y'all something. When you are forever pussy and you are forever dick and you're in a forever relationship, you don't let dick and pussy tear you apart. Because that's just what it is. And when you look at my baby Kevin Hart, when you look at Monique, see, I was a fat girl. So once you hit rock stardom, I could pick the finest niggas at the club because now it's rock star shit. Look at Kevin Hart. Who was checking for my baby back in Philly before he was Kevin Hart? Who was lined up for him? Well, now there's a whole lot of money involved.
But the reality is like I told you before, before you hit rock star status, who's lined up for you anyway?
Come on, Daddy.
Who's lined up for you? You just got more eyes on you and you have access to more things. And someone made a comment. The problem is that he made a comment in reference to how this was his rib, this was the only woman, and so forth and so on. Listen, how many of y'all have said some shit and then end up doing something? I ain't gonna never. I remember I was a young kid.
Come on.
I ain't gonna never eat no coochie. What? I ain't gonna never do it.
Oh, baby.
I'm never going to have bull sex. I'm never going to eat again.
Did y'all see me looking at him like that?
I'm never going to do it. I'm never going to do it. Then all of a sudden,
talk to it.
You find yourself in the fell trap of adversity.
Come on.
And you sitting there and you saying to yourself, this is the time. And then you try. And then you say, well, goddamn, that wasn't so bad at all.
Come on.
And all of a sudden, this is what you're doing with your life, okay? You're now tasting it before you try it, okay? So the reality is people say things. They say things before they do. So this was, what does he look like saying, yeah, you know, when I get a chance, I'm going to fuck around with my wife. I'm going to get some ass, and I'm not going to put her first. Is he going to say that? No. And did he believe what he was saying when he was saying? I believe he did. But again, it speaks to the power of what?
Pussy.
And if it did not speak about the power of it, because people must understand the reason why this was designed to be the way it was. People always speak about gods and what happened. It is intricate to our DNA to be the way in which we are. For Kevin and men and people involving what their sexuality is, they don't do that to make someone else angry because this is what they do when no one else is around. So this is innate to them. And we were designed this way to populate the world and to prove to you the power of pussy as it was made to populate the world. The world is overpopulated, okay? Mm. Why? Because it don't pussy, vagina, coochie, yo, whatever floats your
my
boat.
My sweet daddy, he's like,
whatever floats your boat, okay? The bottom line is this. How many of us have it or have it?
Come on.
Okay? And when you have it and you've experienced it, you begin to say to yourself, listen, I can't judge that man because I know what that is.
Mm.
It's goodness. And sometimes you might want to say to your wife, listen, I know I messed up. That ain't what we agreed on. But can I show you this ass? This is the reason why I did it. He didn't do it to mess up his relationship. He did it because that is what was available. That is what he wanted at that time. And to me, humbly, the worst thing that nobody's talking about is the fact that if coochie wasn't as real as what we're saying, why would a person already have in place things designed to record and extort money from this man? Because that's the real issue.
That's the real issue. And I want to address something because I'm seeing the comments in the room and somebody's putting weak is weak. Somebody's putting what about morals? Somebody's putting what about his wife? Daddy, and I want to address this in this way. And I know you'll comment on it if
baby, just
okay.
Do it.
So the one thing about, and I don't want to say black men, but that's normally what I deal with and I see, right? We had the privilege of going to Africa, to Nigeria, right? And we had the privilege of meeting these seven brothers. Their daddy was a king who had just passed away. The seven brothers, when we walk into their compound, right, a sister comes up to me and says, hi, Monique, I'm wife number 3 to brother number 5. Hi, Monique, I'm wife number 2 to brother number... Now, by the time they got finished introducing themselves, we were surrounded with about 30 beautiful black women. I'm talking about drop dead, vibrant, beautiful black women. And I'm like, oh my God, how do y'all do this? So I went and asked the mother of the seven boys. And I went and asked her my American way. How do you have all these women in your house at one time? And that woman looked at me like, don't bring that American shit up in my home, baby. Because y'all bought into that Western bullshit, y'all can. But our men are kings. So don't bring that here. We do it. And she said, you know how we do it? It's called love.
And Monique ain't ask her like that. You lying.
I did. And I said, how do you have all these women up in your house? And she said, it's called love.
That's it.
So what happens is we've gotten so conditioned into Western ways. We will now look at our black men and say, how could you do that? Well, y'all, that's what we come from. When they said it took a village, that's what it meant. It took a village. But we'll get stuck and caught up in, oh my goodness, he fucked or she fucked somebody that's not their wife. And that's going against God. What God? What principles? You don't know what the relationship is between those two people. So therefore, your opinion about how wrong it is, don't you fucking do it. If you think it's so wrong and you think it's so weak and you think it's against your morals, don't you do it. However, if there was a camera that followed you righteous people around, for I'm not even going to say 24 hours. I'm going to say goddamn 2 hours. What would we discover? What would we discover? So before y'all get to attacking, and I mean y'all are attacking this baby, before y'all get to attacking Kevin Hart for doing what people do, not just men, what people do, that's between Kevin Hart and his wife.
And again, with everyone saying the only thing is lying to his wife, that's what he has to deal with his wife. Like they say it's a tape up or whatever. I don't need to see that. Now, other people may need to look at that. But my thing is, people can look, but the reality is that ain't. When you are a real dude, in my humble opinion, you're going to be brave enough to speak up and say what's really going on.
And there's a lot of men out here who say what sounds good, but they're not bold enough to say what's real. And the bottom line is, with Kevin, with women, there's so many cats out here that have so much available to them, and you don't understand the magnitude of what they pass up for you to hear about this one situation. I guarantee it, of what they pass up. So when you find out that they're human beings, recognize that they just like you. And part of the problem when you hear people putting them on such pedestals, but then you feel that certain people have such a big head, it's because you put them on these pedestals where they're supposed to be more than you. When, like Kevin Durant said the other day, hey, I got my issues too. Now, though he doesn't have anything to do with any sexual aspect, but he had put down some information with another identity on Twitter responding to individuals on his behalf, things that he wasn't willing to say as Kevin Durant, which he just should have just said as Kevin Durant, this is my truth. But the problem is we're so concerned about what others are saying that if we really said the truth, you would find that others are believing the same thing that you're believing in, and your mind would begin to open up as well.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're listening to Open Relationship with Monique and Sydney Hicks.
We are talking about it, y'all. The power of that pussy.
The power
of that pussy. And I want to share something else, because when you start saying, and I'll speak from women, you know how we'll say to our men, just be honest. Why would you fuck her? Just be honest. And what if your man says, let me be honest. You don't come to bed with a clean ass. Every time you go to bed, you've been at work all day long. You didn't take no shower. You just got your ass in the bed. When you wake up in the morning, your attitude is fucked up. When I come home from work, you got a microwave dinner in the oven. Let me tell you why I fuck Charisse. I fuck Charisse because this bitch cooks every Sunday, and she brings everybody on the job a goddamn plate, and she keep bringing me an extra piece of fucking baked chicken, bitch. And then he cut me a piece of that chocolate cake, and she always smell good, and her feet always done, and the back of her goddamn foot is always good. Dude, look at the back of your motherfucking feet. When I do want to hold them up in the air to do a special treat to you, I gotta worry about your feet being cracked and shit. God damn it, and you don't like the fucking floss. Do you really want to know why I fuck this bitch? Well, now, it's not that I don't love you no more, bitch. You are my rib. You are the bitch I'm going to the end of time with. But goddamn, Brenda, I come home for the last 6 months, you don't give a fuck. So yes, I fucked her. I fucked her. Do we want to hear that?
Or
do you want to hear you've been doing everything that you're supposed to do? I just saw this bitch walk by the office. She went in the goddamn coat closet, and she asked me to come here.
That's it.
And when I came here, I came.
That's it. That's it. Because all of that other shit in reference to what all you typically haven't done and whatever, you can always find something to say what somebody did and not do. Men, we don't need a reason other than the ass was right there available to me. It was magnificent. And in certain cases, it wasn't magnificent. It was just an opportunity to let go of some additional juices that you may have. You know, it was just a feeling to you might really like the person. But that speaks to how innate. There's no feeling better than a, in my humble opinion, a woman. And the expulsion of, you know, since we're here semen, okay? So the expulsion of your love juices.
That boom boom.
That boom boom.
Ow.
Then the only thing you can liken it to is the power, the feeling of achievement. The feeling of achievement. The feeling that you're newborn, you're here, and life. But there's not a physical connection as a man.
Let me
kick it.
Let me tell you, because people are saying, what happened to better or worse? You're right. You're right. What happened to that, y'all? Because, and I don't want to go off track, we're given so many reasons to leave. We're given so many reasons to shut that shit down. If you call your girlfriend up and say, girl, I can't believe James ain't coming here. It's 2:00 in the morning. Bitch, I would, when he get there, I wouldn't be there. Not, well, we got to see, you got to see what's going on. We're given so many reasons to call it quits and shut it down, right, for better or for worse. And this ain't got to be for worse. Y'all, again, y'all don't know Kevin and that pretty baby's relationship. You don't know the conversations that they have. And if he says, this woman is my rib, is she now not? That still is rib. That was a fuck piece. That's still his wife.
And if you feel the need in that situation that that's what you would do. See, the problem is that we get so taken aback by other people's opinions.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one of those things, if that's how they feel, that's beautiful. That's how you feel.
I'm not fucking with
you. But at the end of the day, we're expressing the side of those individuals that are based in a place called reality, not the fantasy of what we should do, because what we know is that we don't always do what we should do. And what we think we should do is based upon what we were taught we should do by individuals that were not from the same culture as us. We have been taught a culture. We have been taught a culture of Christianity, not realizing that the individual that you're worshiping, this Caucasian Jesus, is Caesar Borgia, spelled B-O-R-G-I-A, who the same Christians will speak down in reference to homosexuality, not realizing that Caesar Borgia, the lover of Leonardo da Vinci, was obviously a homosexual or at the very least bisexual. So either way you slice it, it's based upon information that you receive or information that you don't receive. And we can easily criticize. All we're saying is you can easily criticize him, but unless you don't know what it is to make a mistake, unless you know what it is to go to your wife, go to your husband and say, I messed up. I know you may not have been cheating with another person, but you spent money on something that you know you shouldn't have done. And now you got to come back and say it to them. You've done something that you weren't supposed to do. The bottom line is, if you're anything like us as human beings, this is why we do this show, because we like to give a place and a space for folks that say, you know what? I'm a regular cat. I'm a regular woman. And I know what it is to make mistakes. Let's give that man a pass, because guess what? He got to deal with what he got to deal with at home.
You know, somebody just put in a room, to hear this man speak is such a blessing. And I couldn't catch your handle. And I would say I agree with you. Because when you're hearing someone speak and they're speaking nothing but the truth, and it has nothing to do with, and God said, and they're just speaking truth and love. And when then somebody puts down, stop projecting how you feel on others. What you feel is should be what you feel. Well, it's called Monique and Sydney's Open Relationship Podcast. And this is what this show is. We're just sharing our opinions.
No different than you sharing your opinion in reference
right now
to what you think that we should be projecting.
Right.
So at the end of the day, it's one of those things where we're just exchanging ideas. And if you take the best and leave the rest, you'll be fine. But oftentimes you're creating a world that is very difficult for you to live in.
Come on, baby.
You're surrounded by individuals that create a place and a complex in which the moment that you fall short, now they've got to turn their back on you because they haven't allowed it for you being a human being. If you're in a situation with someone, and what we're saying is, worry about your situation. If you are in a situation where that's a no-no, you can't do it, and as far as you're concerned, it's over, then that's what it is. All we're saying is there's a lot of weighing in on what this brother is, what he shouldn't have done, and you don't know what it is to walk a mile in it. Tell me what it's like to have multiple number one movies out. Tell me what it is when you go out everywhere that people are asking you for your autograph. Tell me what it is that to be a guy that worked in Foot Locker 1 minute and next you can buy Foot Locker. You are a household name, and then all of a sudden, women are available to you in a way that they'd never been before. There was a time where there were women that existed.
when I was coming up, that'd tell other women, listen, that nigga Earl,
come on,
I know he go ahead and he be tipping around Miss Valerie's. I know he tip around there, but that bitch is respectful of me. She don't start no shit. And he do what he need to do around that goddamn house. The kids is clean. He don't be beating up on me. And he take care of his family. Man gonna be a man. Man gonna do what he gonna do. Now, that's before. That's the people around the way. So the reality is, when you start getting chipped up and you get all of this notoriety and thing, what's the difference?
What is it?
What's the difference?
And I'm going to tell y'all something, because I see some of the comments in here saying, well, y'all are in an open marriage. And let me tell you, I was on a red carpet one night, and I'm just piggybacking off of what you said. And on that red carpet was Janet Dubois, Wilona from Good Times. And that's her older sister, wiser sister, been there, done that. She done seen some shit. That woman walked up to me in Sydney, and she said, I like the way you take care of her. Nothing else needed to be said. I like the way you take care of her. So for those that question, well, what is an open marriage? What is an open relationship? Listen, so that all y'all clear about it coming from me, pussy won't make me leave my husband. Pussy won't make, nor will dick make him leave me, because of the way we love and take care of one another. The way, when you say around the way back in the day, it's like, listen, baby, that man gonna do what he gonna, y'all good? Everybody good? Well, we fell away from that. We fell into, I want complete ownership over you, your thoughts, your moves, your actions. Let me go through your cell phone. Well, if they your friends, they gotta be my friends. It's all these fucking rules. It's all these rules that we've allowed a society to place on us. And when women sit back and when men sit back and they got to say, well, goddamn it, Charlotte ain't good to me. Now, I know she fucked Tyrone. I know she did, because she went out with them girls on Saturday night. And when she get that dark liquor in, Charlene might do some shit. But am I getting ready to pack my shit up and leave Charlene? Hell no, because she good to me. Now, his boys might be like, oh, man, fuck that. But he know. And vice versa, when people say, oh, if my man ever cheat, I'm out the door. You can't speak on it until you have ended. What you say, Paulette?
Can't say what you would do in a situation that you're you experience it. You don't know.
You don't know.
You don't know. You got to weigh the good with the bad like that. And I don't know. You pick your own poisons, but you don't know what you're going to do in a situation until you experience it. Because you don't know how to deal with it until you experience it.
Till you walking in it.
And, like, giving a person advice on something that you have not experienced yourself is false advice.
And what we are not doing is promoting someone going out and creating dissension in their own home. This is not what we're saying. Oh, you should do that. What we're saying is learn how not to be so judgmental of others. That's it. It's to say that people are doing this for a reason, and that reason oftentimes has nothing to do with their wife. It has nothing to do with anything other than that's what they want at that particular time. And that when we learn how to say, and we also allotting for the fact that we're assuming people are going to take the necessary precautions to protect themselves as well from a sexual standpoint. So when people bring that up, it kind of, for us, goes without saying. What we're speaking about is the moral police out here who have a way of saying he's wrong for getting having sexual intercourse with someone outside of his marriage. And you don't notice the operative word his marriage to his wife. And he did it with a consenting adult. And someone said earlier, people are worried about who he's sleeping with, but y'all sleeping on who's in charge of the United States of America.
Come on.
And we worried about that. Like, this is making headline news, but the very man who's making and has control of the nuclear codes is the same man that says, I grab pussy and I can't deny.
Because these hoes are...
Okay? That's what he said.
That's what he said, Daddy.
Okay? So, at the end of the day, that's all this is. And for the biblical and the Bible readers and thumpers, all we saying is, thou shalt not judge. How you going to judge other folks? And you are saying, because this is what he did. But it says, thou shalt not judge. And what that means is you picking and choosing what you want to utilize to attack people on in terms of their flaws. And all we're saying is, hey, if you have flaws, the last person that should be attacking people on their flaws. Right. See, I don't be getting high on that crack. That shit is whack. OK, I don't get high on crack. What I do them opioids. And see, okay, right. So because you don't do crack and you get fucked up on opioids, your shit is better than them. That's all I'm saying. It's like, if y'all don't stop playing, everybody has their stuff with them. And when you see it come out, that's your opportunity to say, you know what, brother? Listen, a lot of people may be out there judging you, but I won't be the one to do it because I'm too worried about taking care of what I have to take care of at my house.
You know, and the reason why we had to have this show, because, again, Kevin Hart has my heart. That little baby has my heart, and I'm watching him doing this apology to everybody, and I wanted to reach in that Instagram and pull my baby and say, hey,
you don't owe it.
You don't owe that baby. That is between you. When I saw Kobe give that apology, I wanted to reach in that screen and grab him and say, your wife's sitting right there next to you, baby.
That's it.
That's it. When I saw Tiger Woods, y'all, give that apology, it's like, check this out. You don't owe that to anybody. And what happens is also when you get to rock star status, you have a team of people around you sometimes that do not have your best interest. And they will tell you, you need to go on a publicity apologizing tour. Okay, let's get you. Listen, the apologizing tour that baby should have went through was, Sugar, can I come in the bedroom? Get the kids in here because I need to have a conversation. Mm-hmm. We apologized up. Let's go.
But I want to shoot down to your point about them not having their best interest.
Okay.
It's not that they don't have their best interest by having an apology tour. They're so used to seeing that as being the remedy.
There you go.
That they're not thinking about the fact that, listen, you don't owe anyone an explanation except your wife. The work that you put out is great. It's great. You got people coming back. You not out here robbing folks, stealing money, breaking into houses, robbing, raping, cheating, anything on the world. What you did was made a mistake as it pertains to your wife.
Let me tell y'all something. That's all.
That's all.
We don't know that that's a mistake.
And one more thing.
Yeah, baby.
I go back to Tiger.
Go back to him.
Just like if you listen to it, and what Tiger should have said to his wife is, listen, baby, now you got to pay attention to it. All these women that talk about me messing around with them, the problem that they had with me is they said I'm cheap because I don't give them nothing but the dizzle, okay? I don't give them nothing but the dizzle. The money stays at the crib. This is for us, but I had to give him the dizzle, but now that you heard what the real is, I don't give him none of the chisels,
none
though.
None of it.
I don't give him none of the paper.
None of it.
I give him the tip of Tiger, but that's it. Tiger don't leave no tips. I give the tips, but I don't leave no tips. Tiger lesson number one.
Y'all should be glad I was none of their wives.
Well,
be glad I wasn't Tiger's. Be glad I wasn't Kobe's. Be glad I ain't Kevin's.
Okay.
I want to thank the universe that I am Sidney Hicks's wife, because if any bitch ever want to come out and say, oh, I fucked Sidney. Oh, I fucked your man. See, this how you handle that kind of shit. You doing a press conference. And then Kobe up there, he said, had Vanessa said, listen, I want to thank that bitch because he fucked her in the ass, and I'm not into that. So, I don't know if he got a truck or not, but I got a Range Rover outside for you, bitch, because that ass fucking to do something to me. So I'm going to tell you what, on Thursdays, so that we ain't got to make this no big event, I'm saying it publicly, on Thursdays is fucking ass night. okay? And Shireen don't mind the ass fucking. So, Shireen, come up here, baby, because I know you out there. And, oh, come here so I can see you.
Just wrap
so
it up.
So ain't nobody fucked up.
Keep
when
it
they
tight.
Spill out of dinner.
That's it.
This is what it is. See, you shut that shit down.
Or vice versa.
Or vice versa.
As I say.
Come on, tell them what you told me.
Listen.
Tell them what you told me.
Because cats ain't running up to tell you typically, I was with your girl. They, that's what women do. But if they did, listen, how was she? Because if she was terrible, you out this motherfucking street embarrassing me. You out there embarrassing me. You not on. Don't be embarrassing me with niggas walking away and being like, that shit was raggedy. Don't you embarrass me. Let them know, okay, you got home training around this motherfucker, okay? So when everybody want to get the tripping and all of that, now look, the real niggas, though, them niggas, they be at football and baseball practice 6 days out of the week. It don't matter, okay? So what? So what? The bottom line is this. As it pertains to what other people do, when you got yours at home the way you need it to be, don't worry about theirs. Be supportive, okay? Don't be the one that's always kicking salt into the game. Oh, but he said this all in First Scripture Corinthians, okay? It says,
the Bible.
It says this. It's like, listen, it may say all of the things that you said, but at the time you made your mistake, did you read that verse prior to? Mm. Did you know about that verse? Because if you did, you just like Kevin, you just like Tiger, you just like Sydney, you just like Monique, people who have made mistakes and people who do things, say things that other people, when they have the opportunity to speak against it, they'll say, no, I wouldn't do that ever. But then you catch them in that downtime with nobody around. And they doing a quick left to the right
and they
to make
sticking
sure nobody
they dicks in holes in men's bathrooms that they don't know who gonna put their mouth on the other end of it.
That's
but
all.
They wanna be real. That was a story. I like that.
Okay.
Because Robin be like, well, where'd that come from? It was a story out like
okay.
that. But you know, I know, baby. I do it. Let me say this too, Daddy.
Say it.
Because sisters, and I know you young sisters, it's sometimes it's hard to wrap your mind around, but when you become an older woman, and see, when a woman call you up, and this is for all the young sisters who might get a call from a bitch, because that fuck bitch, if she don't have nothing to lose, she gonna call when the fucking stops. She gonna call when the playtime stop. And when she does call, you say, he done fucking with you? Because why are you calling me? I don't have nothing to do with that. That will fuck her up. It's like, why are you calling me, baby? Because I don't have nothing to do with that. That's between you and him. Well, I was fucking him. Well, were you good? Because don't give him no lazy pussy, bitch. Now, don't do that. And since you're getting the dick, let me ask you something. What's your schedule look like on Wednesday? Because I got Bible study, and I need a babysitter. So can you bring your ass over here and bring something to the party? That would stop all of that shit. And as we laugh at it, it would stop it. And I know some sisters that's gotten calls. And they shut. It's like, bitch, why are you calling me?
And you know why they calling you, because it wasn't more than what they wanted it to be, and come to find out. Because see, when men walk down that aisle with that woman, that don't mean that he might not get some coochie.
Yes, because they say, well, why get married?
What happens is because you love the woman that you're with. There's nobody better for you in this world than that individual. However, that has nothing to do with the physical of sexual intercourse with another woman. And this is the reason why, typically, that's why you hear so many women saying to their girlfriend, that's the side chick, girl, you know he ain't gonna leave you for his wife. Why not? Because that's his wife. That's the one he got up in front of everybody. Not every. Everybody. And said, yes, I do. You... All he said is, yes, I will meet you over there at the Motel 6. Okay. Yes, I will. Meet you over at the Motel 6.
And give you the tip.
And I got this. You know, I got the bill. I got the check. I got the rubbers. I got that. And at the end of the day, That's all it is. And then he goes back home. Now you find out that's all it is. Now you want to call. You want to call his wife up and tell him. And now what y'all had going on for 3 weeks, 3 months, 3 years has come to an end. And that's when the woman is supposed to say, how long has been going on? Oh, well, we was messing around. Me and Marvin, we was messing around for about 8 months. Well, why are you just calling me now? Now it's radio silent. Because he ain't all, he everything he said, it was a lie to me. Like what? That he was about me and to. Well, you know what? Marvin is coming in the door right now. Did he just leave you? Because I'll let him talk to you about that shit, but you don't need to talk to me. Why you? Because I didn't get none of the licks. I didn't get none of that. Why you calling me up to tell me about what he said to you? You should be having this argument with Marvin. Marvin, this bitch is on the phone this right
phone.
Now. If you don't get on here and talk to her, would you say you wanted for dinner? Okay? Because you can't let them, even if when Marvin get off the phone, you decide that you're going to bang Marvin in his face. What you can't do is let that woman see you sweat. You can't let the other person see you sweating. So if you see Brother Kevin and his wife back together.
They never just together.
Or together. Mm-hmm. If you see them stay together, my bad. Thank you for the correction.
I want to address this.
If you want to see that, then, or if you're surprised to see it, don't be. Because the greater thing is their relationship. And she probably said, well, listen. I get the majority of this man's time when he's not working for the family, and she got 4 minutes.
Four.
I know they ain't lying because it's on tape.
Now, had that bitch come out and said, I am suing Kevin Hart for only fucking me for 4 minutes, I think the women around the world would have said, nigga, you got to pay her a couple, give her $50. Because that's only a 4 minute fuck. But all this other shit, and I want to address someone in the room, and I'm not getting his handle. Or her hand, or whoever it is, it's a man in a picture, who's saying, I can't believe Monique is doing this to herself. She needs to stop acting out this role. And then he just came back again and said, Monique really needs to stop it. Well, let me ask you something, for whomever this person is, how well do you know me? How well do you know who you think you're talking to? As to what it is that I need to stop and stop playing this role? Well, it's called Monique and Sydney's open relationship, and guess who this is? I am Monique. This is Sydney. So what role do you think that we're playing? Should we stop playing the honesty role? And I think the brother that's saying that is a pastor. I think that's him, or a bishop, a deacon, or something. But when you say stop playing the role, are you asking us to stop be honest, stop being honest? Like, is that what you're asking us to stop doing? Because that's all we're being, is honest. And when you come off of the high horse of, well, this is what it's supposed to be, said who?
And feel free, y'all, to call in at 404-832-2963, please. Because as Billionaire Mindset just said, preachers do it too.
Mm.
If that's a pastor, come on now. We know pastors do it too. And do you know why? And do you know why? Because they people.
That's all.
Don't matter the title of what you are. The fact is that you are a human.
That's all.
And you're entitled to make a mistake. And when you get to a place where you feel like, hey, man, I'm above that, then somebody need to talk to you. Baby,
hey,
we got a call. Let's go
to
the line.
Ooh. Hey, my love, you're on with Monique and Sydney. Who's this and where you calling from?
Hey, Monique, this is Gene.
Hey, Gene.
I'm giving you a call because I'm looking in the room, man. I see a lot of these people making this comment about women that's on the side need to know their roles. I wonder how many of these men that I'm seeing posting this stuff, and a lot of men that had that mindset, how they would feel to know that their woman has a side piece. Because they're very ego-driven. People that say stuff like that, that's just an interesting concept to see that much feedback saying that in the room.
You know what? I think that's a great point. It's one of those things where, though it's kind of a different dynamic, it's a lot harder for men to bounce back from their woman cheating on them than it is a woman. And typically they say that the reasons that men cheat are kind of like the difference between when you hear about black people and white people stealing. They say a black person will steal out of necessity, where they'll say that somebody who's Caucasian has stolen for the sport. Now, I don't know this to be true, but I've heard these statistics. When you look at black women, or when you look at women and men, men will mess around because the woman is there to mess around with.
Yeah.
Women typically mess around because there begins to be an emotional attachment, and that man is typically giving them a little something different than what's being given at home, such as attention and the whole nine. And I think innately we as beings know this without having Freud do a diagnosis of this all, so that when you understand that that's the dynamic between men and women, it's a little bit more hurtful. And what I've said years ago, the difference between men and women in terms of sexuality is like the difference between a yard sale and an open house.
Mm.
When you are sleeping with a man, or a man is sleeping with a partner, a woman, that's an open house. That's you walking on his lawn. When you have intercourse with a woman, I'm sorry, that is a yard sale, because they're just walking on the yard. They're on the outside. But when it comes to a woman, it's an open house. And now she's allowed you to travel to the inside. So for a lot of men, they can't handle that, but they will put it out, but they can't take it. And that's another subject on its own. But there are also a lot of men that you don't hear about that are of the mindset, listen, I can't rightly do something that I'm a trip off of my wife, my girl, or whatever doing. We only hear about the negative because this is the society that we live
yes.
in.
Yes.
We thrive off of the negative. And really, this commentary is designed to speak in reference to how do we, when we hear these things about others, find an empathetic way to deal with them so we can get that empathy when we find ourselves potentially, or if we find ourselves potentially in that place.
Most definitely, most definitely. And I definitely agree with everything you just said.
Well, we love you, Gene.
Very much.
For just talking about just how...
Oh, the baby phone died. We sorry, baby. You know, too, Daddy, and when even the title of the show, Monique and Sydney's Open Relationship. And I know when I first said it some time ago, people was ranting and raving and crying on and shit. But how many conversations have y'all heard since we announced it that something wrong in our marriage? How many conversations have you heard? And how many conversations have you heard with people that are married that is going through this thing right now? Oh, my God, you cheated. Oh, my God. It's like that's why we said, listen, we have to be open to one another to say, this is what I'm feeling. This is what I'm thinking. What you think? What's your feelings? So that you don't have these type of situations. There's never, ever can be one media outlet ever that could ever say, oh, I saw Monique out having dinner and it didn't look like Sydney. Or I saw Sydney out having dinner and didn't look. You can't say it because people will say, we ain't buying that shit. We already know what it is. So it stops all of the foolishness. And as some of the comments were in the room, and it went sexual to, well, y'all can sleep with anybody. Once you really understand what it is, it becomes so not about that. It becomes about, I am so open to this man that I don't want no secret. I don't want no side dick that my husband, we got to, no. I want to, when I leave this earth, I want to leave this earth, if I should go first, looking in this man's eyes saying, I gave you all of it. I gave you everything. I'm not taking no secrets with me. I'm not taking no shit that I'm hiding. And because we've been so taught to be so guarded and be so secretive and to sneak, is when you'll have a woman that will have a goddamn camera set up in a hotel room and say, now give me $10 million because you stuck your dick in me. Come on, let's go to the lines. Hey, my babies, you're on with Monique and Sydney. Who's this and where you calling from?
Am I the nice caller? Did I win the car?
You won it, baby!
You won it!
I won the car! Me and the queen are watching you guys today, and I'm going to tell you, you guys are something else. D.B. Belcher here, and the queen of my heart, Queen
hey,
Cookie.
Babies.
I'll tell you what, guys. I'm going to tell y'all something here. Y'all take it for what did y'all want to take it for, okay?
Yes, sir.
Here's the deal, all right? You guys are speaking a lot of truth, really. I use acronyms, and this one is called Q-tip. Q-tip, Q-T-I-P. So many of us, you need to stop, you need to quit taking it personally when you don't understand or you don't like somebody and all that business, okay? But the deal for me, I am now a one-woman man, and that's all I can handle.
That's right.
And I hope that I'm satisfying her a little bit too. As a matter of fact, it was just a tip drill this morning.
There it is. Okay. Okay.
I cannot wait to meet you guys again. You guys keep it coming, keep it rolling, keep it real, because I just can't believe some of the stuff you guys are saying. Richard Pryor, Eddie Murphy, and Miss Monique. Sydney, you got a winner, brother. Keep up.
Before you go, tell the folks how long you've been married.
What time is it? 37 years, 8 months, 23 days, and about 4 hours.
Come on now. That's all I need to say, because we're going to ride with that to let the people know. When you married 37 years and you got an individual calling in saying, y'all speaking the truth, 37 years.
Come on,
37 bro. Years. That's like listening to your senior in the game and saying, I'm not going to pay attention to that, because they don't walk longer than most of the people that's on here being together.
Come on.
Thank you, sir.
We
thank
love
you guys,
y'all.
Keep it coming. Keep it real. And I'll tell you, man, I have not had this much fun in a long time. But you guys also hit on some serious tips. If it ain't for you, stay the hell away from it.
That's all.
Or cry a river, build a bridge, and get the hell over it.
There it is. There it is.
B.B. Belcher out.
Listen, I just got to say something, though, Mr. Dennis. And hey, Mama. So for all of y'all that's listening, you got to understand what this call means, because I've been in Mr. Dennis's company for, I'm going to say now, what, the last 4 years, and very quiet man.
Right.
Very, very sweetheart, but very quiet, and the support he has for his wife, who is a comedian, Queen Cookie, but very quiet. So when you hear that type of personality call in and he's there.
Right.
It's like, come on, y'all, Monique and Sydney's open relationship. Let's go to the line. Hey, you on with Monique and Sydney. Who's this and where you calling from?
Hi, Auntie and Uncle. This is
God damn it.
It's got to be. Come on now. It ain't right until you call.
Hey, Peach.
Let me tell y'all something. I was in the beauty salon telling them about y'all, and I said, oh, she has great conversations. It's going to be deep, and I don't know why I thought today you said it would be about friendship.
It was supposed to be.
And then when it came up, and I said, pussy, ah, shit. And they said, who is this? I said, Monique and Sydney, honey. I said, this is the way Auntie and Uncle do. I said, you just got to roll with it.
That's all. Just got to roll with it.
You don't know them? I said, they are the most beautiful people in the world. The most beautiful people. The most honest, the most transparent people you will ever meet in your life. What you see is what you get, damn it. I said, and I've met her several times. And she's hugged me tighter than my own family members have hugged me. You know, and long, long embraces, because it's real. So for those of y'all in the group who don't understand what's going on, this is a real woman, this is a real man. You know, Auntie Robin, Auntie Tommy, Auntie Paulette, all of them are real. This is not a game with them. They are trying to help us reach each other.
That's all.
Because some of us are unreachable, and sometimes something as real as infidelity needs to be reached. I have been through it. I've been through it. But you know what's real? When you love somebody, I don't give a fuck what they did. If they come to you correctly, then handle it correctly. Don't throw away your life or your love life over that.
Come on.
She was a piece of ass. Period. And his woman knows she was a piece of ass. He's a man. He's on the road. He's seeing all these pretty girls throwing themselves at him in different things. Okay, he has a penis. Expect that penis to stand at attention at certain intervals of the day, night, hour, or morning.
That's right.
You know, and if she's not there to accommodate, as she can't be all the time, then, you know, and if he loses his way, he finds his way back. He finds his, I'm not saying, you know, cheat forever, keep on cheating. I'm just saying, you know, sometimes you have to stop and think, what am I going to get rid of here? Mm-hmm. You can't be married 40 years and then say, oh, he cheated me one time, so it's over. You just threw away 40 years of a one piece of ass, of a one mistake.
Come on.
Everyone makes mistakes. I always say one thing. You get one. You get one freebie. Okay? After that, we're going to really sit down and discuss this shit because you get one freebie. I may not do the same thing you're doing, but you're getting one freebie.
Listen, we knew the show would not be the show.
Come on now.
To our sister Isra called in and Peaches in the background. This is, look, Peaches is the one in, what was that sitcom that used to come on where you never saw his mouth? You only saw his eyes, but you didn't see.
Home Improvement.
Yes, you didn't see nothing else. That's
neighbor.
Peaches. He's
like Mr. Wilson.
That's right.
We love
but you,
Mama. You
know what? Let me tell you something.
Okay.
I'm on my way to Aruba in 2 days. Don't think I won't call in on Thursday from Aruba.
That's right. That's
just
right.
But you know, I'll be calling in on Thursday from Aruba. Trust me. I love you guys. Y'all
we love
are
you,
best.
Baby.
We love you back.
We love you back, baby.
Y'all are just awesome. I love y'all. Y'all be cool.
All right,
now,
Mama.
Take care.
You know, and I know we're coming to the end of the show, and I really wish that brother could have had time to call in the pastor because he's still coming back. And he said, you know, the people around you aren't your friends. They are demons and they're leading you wrong. And I'll say this to you, brother. The people around me have been around me most of my life. And that is my husband. And that is my two sisters sitting to my left. Now, I done had some motherfuckers around me that their horns then came out and we had to say, okay, it's time for them to go. However, when you start making comments about things you really don't know what you're talking about, I can't get angry with you. What I do have is empathy for you. Because when you start making statements like that, what that says is, I'm so not in touch with myself that I can put myself on a pedestal to judge others for what I think that it is. And what I would ask you is, what have we said that's not true?
Here's on top of all of that. When you are spiritual and you're truly about what people interpret as God, beside God being love, mixed up in that love would be understanding.
Mm.
And when you don't understand people calling for others to be understanding of others, when they, in quotes, make a mistake, then we understand where you're coming from. And it's individuals like you that you have to have even more patience for, because when you catch up, then we'll be right there and we'll say, hey, no problem. We just was waiting for you to show up and be like the regular folk. Because there's the people that's better than. But then when you find out all of the teachings, all of the preachings, all of what they said, and come to find out they ended up just being a human being. Now the very ones that supported them in all of their righteousness, they must turn their back on them because that's what they've been taught, to turn your back on others when you find out they're human beings. We're saying turn towards them because you already know that they're human beings. You want to take this last call?
We're going to take this last call. Hey, you on with Monique and Sydney. Who's this and where you calling from?
I'm Jamari. I'm calling from Atlanta, Georgia.
Hey, Jamari. Talk to us, baby.
Yes. I wanted to know, is Monique interested in a Parker's reunion?
I love you, sweetness, and I'm going to answer that because we've been asked about it, and there is one sister that would be unable to be a part of that, and that's Yvette Wilson. So I'm not sure if we could do a Parker's reunion because that baby is no longer with us. And if we were to do a reunion, it would have to be all of us. So I hope I answered that question for you.
You did. Thank you.
You're welcome, my sweetness. How sweet was that?
Very.
Yes, what a way to shut down the show. And we hope that each and every ear and each and every heart and mind was open. And like my daddy said, if it's not, well, we'll be patient enough to wait for you to open it up. But we want to thank y'all for joining us today, because you could have been doing anything else, but you decided to come play with Monique and Sydney's open relationship. So, Daddy, we're going to take it on out. But we're going to shut it on down.
Do it.
And my daddy always says, and this show is one of the shows that is really important, the mind is like a parachute.
It is no good unless it's open.
We love y'all.
For free.
Mwah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.